It's Monday here on LifeWords Day by Day, where we're talking about reading through the book, where we want to just give a little bit of help, a little bit of context as you are making your way through your Bible reading plan. And we're talking about the book of Obadiah today. Here are the major characters in this book. First of all, you have Obadiah. He's the prophet who delivers God's oracle of judgment against Edom, and he gives hope to Judah. You have the Edomites. These are descendants of Esau, whose pride and self-confidence and mistreatment of Judah become the focus of God's judgment. And then you have the people of Judah. They are in the southern kingdom. God's covenant people who suffered while Edom stood by and even participated in Judah's downfall. So here's what's going on. Obadiah proclaimed God's judgment against Edom for its pride and for its violence towards Judah, while also giving hope that God's covenant people would ultimately triumph. And the book demonstrates that no nation escapes God's justice, and those who oppose his people ultimately oppose him. This is prophetic literature that we are reading. So we have to read Obadiah as a covenant lawsuit in which God holds a nation accountable for its betrayal against God's people. And while the historical setting is important, the prophecy also reveals a lot of truths about God's justice and his faithfulness to his covenant. So as you're reading Obadiah, watch how Edom's pride becomes the root from which its cruelty and false security and ultimate downfall grow. Also, read the book with the larger biblical story of Jacob and Esau in mind to appreciate why Edom's hostility carries covenant significance. One central verse of this book is this: "For the day of the Lord is near upon all the nations. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your deeds shall return on your own head." It's Obadiah 15.